Which animals are the subject of the novel and film Watership Down?
Rabbits.
Who had a hit in 2010 with Only Girl in the World?
Only Girl in the World. Pass.
St. Patrick's Day is on 17th of March. What day of the week does it fall on this year?
Friday.
In the Isle of Man TT races, what does the TT stand for?
Track tension. Pass.
How many sides does a 20p coin have?
8.
What was the kid's toy that featured in the title of an Ed Sheeran song from 2011?
Rubik's Cube.
Which British comedian played Brian Potter in the TV series Phoenix Knights?
Pass.
In which country does ballet originate from?
Italy.
Which character had a number one in 2001 with the song Mambo Number 5?
Pass.
Okay, that's it. Time is up. We've only got 3 9 questions, Kirsty.
Right.
How do you think you got on?
Rubbish.
Let's count these up. You managed to get 1, 2. You got 3. So let's go through the answers. Which animals are the subject of the novel and film Watership Down? You got that. It's rabbits. Who had a 2010 hit with Only Girl in the World? Rihanna.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday this year. In the Isle of Man TT races, what does the TT stand for? What did you go for? Track tension.
Track tension. I don't know where that came.
I'll tell you what, this was a real stinker. Tourist trophy is what it stands for. I would never got that.
Never.
How many sides does the 20p coin have? You were close. It's 7, not 8.
Oh,
the kid's toy that featured in the title of an Ed Sheeran song in 2011. Brilliant answer, Rubik's Cube. Not that, unfortunately. It was Lego. Lego House was one of his hits. The British comedian that played Brian Potter in the TV series Phoenix Knights. You were just about there.
Peter Kay.
Yeah. In which country does ballet originate from? It is Italy. The character that had the number one in 2001 with the song Mambo Number 5 was Bob the Builder.
Oh, I Bob the Builder. Yeah.
So there we are. Right. Kirsty, 3 out of 10. Thanks for playing this morning.
Thanks. Bye.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye.